Would you call it a mongrel or cur or mutt or anything?
Cur.
Pardon?
Cur is what we call it.
Okay.
I'll answer that when you get started.
Yeah, it's gone.
We call it cur. It's a mongrel dog, but we hardly ever had that. The closest dog we had here is a hound dog, the shepherd, the German police, the beetles, the fast dog.
Is that a breed of dog?
All of them different breeds of dog.
I didn't know whether Feist was a breed of dog or not.
Yeah, it's a little bitty one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's one can scare you to death and not hurt you.
Yeah. Okay, what do you call the male in a herd of cattle?
Bull.
Did you ever hear that it was not nice to say that around women?
Well, back years ago, people was raised lots different. Now there's a lot of things that then were said. We'd say a gentleman cow.
Ah, good.
My niece asked her what kind of cow that was. He tried to get her to say bull, and she wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, now, if your cow is going to have a calf, what do you say she's going to do?
Going to calve.
Any other way of saying that?
Freshen.
Uh-huh. How about find a calf or drop a calf?
Well, that's dropping one. She'll find one. Find the calf is what people used to use. Keep them being too plain.
Mm-hmm.
In
maybe,
the language.
Maybe for children you'd say that?
Children.
Yeah.
And these finicky ladies.
Yeah.
Like
how,
Almer.
How about a male horse? What would you call that?
Stud.
Was that nice to say around women?
Well, you usually didn't say it.
What would you say?
Gentleman horse, or just horse.
All right, and a female horse is what?
It was mare. Mm-hmm. They used it more than they did the stud or anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the things you put on their feet are the?
Shoes.
And what do you call a game you'd play with fellows?
Horseshoes.
Okay. And what is the part of the foot that you nailed the horseshoe to?
The hoof.
All right.
I've trimmed many a hoof and fixed the shoe, the caulks on the shoe, and shot to put the shoes on them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and a male sheep, what would that be called?
A ram.
Was it all right to say that in front of women or not?
Well, yes, and they called a female a ewe.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad had the funniest experience from that. Fella Ramsey sold a patent medicine here and come up and introduced himself to Dad. Dad is a rather smart of a monkey. And he said, Ramsey, he said, well, yours is mine name. Brother Ramsey, every time he'd meet Daddy, the ram and yours met up.
Yeah.
Finally, one day in town, I believe it was my wife's granddaddy, I believe it was him, or mid-turn of one, touched Dad on the shoulder, said, Mr. Tillman, I'll see you and get through talking. He looked at Dad and says, what's your name? He said, Hilton. He got mad at Dad, never would speak to him again because he'd pull that prank on
him. Because he hadn't told him the right
Ramsey
name.
And yours. Mm-hmm.
And what do you raise sheep for?
Well, they raise it for two things.
Mm-hmm.
For the meat,
mm-hmm,
and for the wool. Now in Wyoming, school boy, that we wasn't in the same class, but we was in school together. He went up there, and instead of paying money for his tax, he pays it with sheep or wool.
Mm-hmm.
Something he's got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've always thought it should be here, but there's so many things in this country that we raise here in Georgia, too, it'd be nearly impossible now to pay off stuff like the wool.
Mm-hmm.
See, they could, maybe the wool at the time that they was cutting it, preparing it, it'd be cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the government could keep it.